Welcome to the first audio of Tuning Into Your Body. Most of us are so disconnected from our body that we respond to life on autopilot. In this first audio, you will get to experience connecting with your body's wisdom. How often do you say yes to others without even thinking if it works for you? Perhaps you go out of your way to do things that you don't want. You overcommit yourself and neglect your own needs to accommodate others that often take you for granted. You may be wondering, why am I having such a hard time saying no to my sister who wants me to babysit her contagiously ill twins while she goes out to dinner? Or decline an invitation to a dreadfully boring event when it's the last thing in the world I want to do. Maybe you don't want to disappoint others, offend them, or have them get mad at you. We often neglect important issues to avoid confrontation or because someone else is not comfortable with it. Here are a few common reasons why we get stuck saying yes on autopilot. The first is social conditioning. Helping someone means we're a caring person. Or our upbringing. We don't want to be labeled as a selfish or difficult person. Many of us were taught that good girls were nice and say yes. Then there's religious or community models that taught us women exist to please men. Perfectionism, striving to be the best, pleasing, performing, and proving ourselves. Or the fear of rejection, that others won't like or approve of us. Our beliefs directly affect our ability to create healthy boundaries. Many of us carry all kinds of different beliefs around what will happen if we say no. Some of the common ones are, people won't like me if I say no. People will talk about me behind my back if I say no. People will get angry at me. People will either do this or won't do that, ending up in painful outcomes. The first step to help overcome responding on autopilot and help you set healthy boundaries is to learn to listen to your body. Your body has so much wisdom. And when you listen to her, you will learn to unplug from these beliefs and people's demands. And then you'll respond in a way that honors your worth. In today's meditation, tuning into your body, you'll experience tuning into your body's own divine intelligence. But before we begin, find a comfortable position, either seated or lying down. Make sure that you'll be free of any interruptions for the next 15 minutes. Press pause if you need a moment to prepare yourself. Now inviting you to gently close your eyes and observe the natural flow of your breath. Noticing how your body responds to the rise and fall of your breath. Feeling your body begin to shed the layers of tension with each breath and exhale that you make. Now imagine yourself at the top of the most beautiful staircase. And as you descend, leaving any tension, any stresses, any worries, and any concerns behind you. With each breath you take and each step you make, dropping deeper and deeper into relaxation. Become aware of the sensations on your skin. The caress of the air on your cheeks. The sensation of fabric on your body. Feel the support of the surface underneath you. Allowing your attention to drop even deeper into your body. Bringing your awareness into your belly. Noticing any feelings or sensations, perhaps a rumbling or a gurgling. Just continue to notice what's happening inside your belly. And now bringing your attention a little higher, shifting it up into your solar plexus area just below the ribcage. Notice if there's any tension, any tightness or feeling of contraction. Maybe there's a bubbling feeling arising. Or perhaps there's a dull numbness in that area. Just connecting to pure sensation. Now moving your attention up to your heart center. In the middle of your chest. Notice if that area feels open. Or is it a little bit guarded as you bring your attention deeper and deeper into the heart center? Noticing any softening, any changes that are occurring there. Now scan your body, noticing if there's any area where you're feeling different sensations, and just naming each one as it arises, naming it out loud. For example, frowning forehead, itchy nose, tight shoulder, just noticing what takes your attention, observing it, naming it, and just simply moving from one sensation to another. And now bring to mind a specific interaction in a situation that really triggered you, where you know that you betrayed or abandoned yourself in some way to please or accommodate someone else. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Notice which ones strike a chord inside you and where you feel that inside your body you're concerned about what this person thinks of you. Do you believe that you're responsible for their feelings or their reactions? Do you habitually avoid conflict and tend to smooth things over? Are you used to taking on extra commitments to avoid disappointing them? Do you automatically jump in and rescue them? Do you secretly yearn for their approval? Have you ended up swallowing your real opinions or feelings to avoid hurting or defending or offending them? Do you continually sabotage your own authenticity and end up feeling like you can't even really be yourself around them? Notice the impact these familiar pieces have had on your mind and your emotions. Notice whether your posture has shifted, whether your breathing has changed, if you're feeling a tightness or a contraction in your jaw or anywhere else in the body. And now inviting you just to shake it off and let it go. Moving your head, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your hips. Shimmying and shaking and letting it all go, releasing it all. And now coming back. Today you experienced tuning into your body and the impact your thoughts were having on your body. And these are the signs that register in your body before you're even aware of what's going on. People used to talk about gut feelings or their heart knowing. You can experience your whole body as a radar. And I advise you to listen to this audio a few times to really tune into the subtle nuances of your body's wisdom before proceeding to the next audio. Thanks for tuning in. I've added a bonus badass boundary playbook to assist your process, with added suggestions to support your progress.